Ah, yes, Changes 98, my favorite Changes.
Uh-huh.
Now it is. Okay, I don't know. Now people are saying they can hear us, so whatever. I think that might have been a Verizon issue.
Yeah. Do you need to stop for a drink?
It's up to you. If you'd rather just get going, we can just get going.
Yeah, we should probably just get going.
All right. I got this. I can get coffee downstairs. Say we will about that dorky-ass coffee store they have at the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was kind of a godsend. Mm-hmm. Especially yesterday when I accidentally used that back coffee machine.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did not know was on fire. It spits out coffee sludge. It is not coffee that thing makes.
That sounds good.
No, it's bad.
If you want a thicker coffee, it'll do more damage. It'll do more what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right? Put the sludge inside you. Let it fuel you. Let it power you.
It's just like drinking a sewage drain.
Yeah. That's just the way it is. It's like Tupac said.
Yeah, things never will be the same. That is accurate after drinking that shit.
My man Bruce Hornsby, you'll fuck the range. I made a G today. Oh.
Good for you, Tupac. Good for you. Sure, on whatever island you're currently living on.
Yeah.
You are also making G's.
Tupac and Jerry Orbach playing dominoes.
With B. Arthur.
Yeah. All of them getting blunted.
Especially B. Arthur.
Oh, yeah. She keeps her L lit up like an elevator. Caution, flooding. All right.
Yeah, it didn't really rain that much last night, so I don't imagine it was that bad. It's tomorrow, then.
Yeah,
it's going to be a shit show. Now, Dougie Fresh.
My throat doesn't feel great.
Yeah?
It's almost like we spent all day yesterday yelling into microphones.
Talking at length about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, my throat's alright. I do feel like a little bit like mentally fatigued just from the constant conversational shit.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah, I can listen to K. Michelle all day, all night.
She talks about how God, she gets it.
Yeah.
I really don't like Rick Ross.
All right.
Yay!
It's like we're in my car right now. Asking how long the Bombcast was yesterday in relation to everything else we were doing.
I don't know.
I still think that was probably at least like 2.5 hours of conversation.
It all runs together. And we finished that at like 7 and then we went upstairs, right?
That was more like 8. Now we did take like a decent sized break in there somewhere, but yeah, it was more like 8 o'clock when we went up. Like, we didn't actually get out of there yesterday until, like, 10:30.
Yeah. I got home and ate and immediately went to bed.
I did the same thing. I ate a bunch of rice and some leftover Chinese food, and then I went straight to sleep.
Had like a chicken quesadilla thing.
John Andreas asked, Alex, did you end up playing Dreamfall? I did not. I've only seen the portion of that game that Vinny and I quick looked. That said, I did really like that portion of that game, so I still might go back and try that at some point. Saying you should play D4 before the Game of the Year cast. Yeah, no, you should just play D4, period. You should just play that game.
Yeah.
Did you play that game?
Yeah. Some.
The first episode is the best of the two. So if you haven't played the second episode, you should play it eventually, but it's not as good.
I feel very little affinity for it. It's I.
I was a fan of it.
Yeah.
I was picking up what Swery was putting down.
Yeah. The Destiny expansion's out today.
It is.
I think Brad already got a gun.
Braddy's got a gun.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any other lyrics to that song.
Whole world's come undone.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, but
90s alternative and grunge. Goes well with memories of life's greatest disappointments. Lithium on Sirius XM.
Fuck yeah, Soul Asylum. Sickest fucking Soul Asylum jams.
Fuck yeah.
Out here on Lithium.
They know what you need. Get this shit going.
Someone should go back and figure out if they found all the kids from this video.
Yeah, like how many of them were found or just... dead.
They're still gone.
Yeah. Found dead. How many of them saw themselves in that video and laughed?
Thank you. Das Boot is suggesting that they found quite a number of them, actually. Man. So, yeah, good for them.
Okay.
Lopone is looking for a shout-out to his friend Chelsea, who is listening from the other side of the country.
All right.
What up, Chelsea?
What country? What side?
I assume whatever country they're in.
Yeah.
Let's assume the United States, just because that seems like a safe assumption.
Yeah, always. Always assume the United States. Everyone loves it when you do that.
Yep. There's no reason why it should ever think it was another country.
What is another country? Name one.
South America?
Yeah, sure. I guess. I don't know. Uruguay? That's not even a real place.
Did you just make up syllables? Like, what are you... I don't know what you're even saying.
Like, talking Klingon over here.
Yeah. Lopone has confirmed it is the USA he is talking about.
All right.
So our assumptions are proven correct.
Hooray! America!
Brian Kowalski is apparently laying in the hospital before going in for surgery today.
Nice.
So you have chosen to use your time well.
Yeah.
Best of luck with that.
Empty stomach for surgery. Keep your stomach empty. It probably depends on what kind of surgery you're getting, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it's all surgery. Like, yeah, anything that is surgery, they generally say don't eat or drink anything.
Yeah.
House is asking about a quick look of the crew after Game of the Year stuff is done. That's on the agenda.
Yeah, once Game of the Year stuff's done, definitely want to look at that.
I feel like you have somehow been tricked into playing the most of that game.
Yeah, I kind of just keep playing it. I don't know, like, just little by little, you know, it's like I played it yesterday for half an hour before we got the podcast stuff started, you know, completed, like, a couple of more missions. It's not a good game.
Right.
It's a shame. There's some good stuff in there.
Some good ideas, at least.
Yeah, there are good ideas that I would like to see applied to a better driving game.
Yeah, it's like, I remember when they first announced that thing, I was, like, kind of all on board with the concept of it and what they were shooting for. I have just never liked driving cars in that game.
Yeah, that's its major problem, is that the driving is not great.
And the upgrades not, like, really meaningfully impact that, or...?
I mean, it helps. Like, the car you get at the very beginning of the game just sucks shit.
Right.
And, you know, like, the stuff you get a little later is a little more manageable, but not to a point where you're like, okay, now it's great. Also, they keep peppering in these takedown missions where you have to, like, slam into guys and knock them out.
Right.
And it sucks. You just have to memorize the pattern they're going to take and know when they're going to take a good sharp turn to try to line yourself up. Just, like, try it again and again until you get it. It's just, like, the least fun thing.
Yeah. Seems like it might be buggy, too. Like, I like PopCams mentioned Griffin McElroy's vines on that game, and so I've watched a couple of those, and they are pretty phenomenal.
Mm.
Like, guy who has, like, the first place racer driving completely off the track, off in some other direction, then somehow respawning directly at the finish line.
Mm.
Like, right at the end of a race.
Yeah.
I miss Burnout.
Yeah. Down.
What was the EA thing that they was that the Joseph Ferris game, the hobo simulator thing?
Yeah.
Was that the EA surprise?
Yeah, okay. His lead.
You're right, no one would have guessed that. It was too weird.
Yeah.
See them or someone make a like Mask style crazy car combat game using some of the ideas from The Crew. Where you just have fucking Trans Ams with rocket launchers and shit.
It'd be pretty cool if someone just said, fuck it, we're making a Mask game.
Yeah, see, I feel like the Mask license is not a thing that I really want anyone to dig back into, but the idea. Rad vehicles with shit that blows up. That's more what I'm looking for. I mean, if you want to include Miles Mayhem, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm down with that. Remember that time we tried to watch Mask?
Yep.
Like, in the last 10 years, and it was unbearable?
Yeah, it's real fucking bad.
Might actually be the worst cartoon I ever liked as a kid.
Yeah.
Every episode is 15 minutes of them just assembling the team.
Seriously. Yeah. But it's awesome.
Ugh. I think I was Matt Tracker one year for Halloween. When I was like 6.
Alright, don't want to listen to that.
Nah, it's fine. Hey, Tony Hawk. We play music, we tell stories, we take phone calls, we make fun. Hey, what's up? I'm Tony Hawk. Do whatever you have to do, just make sure you get back here for Demolition Radio today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. It's my show, and it's something you can only get on Faction.
So there's Foo Fighters live sides.
Oh, good. People are trying to figure out the heel and face dynamics of PAX Championship Wrestling. And they're all realizing that actually there are like two heroes in all of it, and it's just Samantha and Trin.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Samantha served the beatdown upon you for
she had reason.
In a non-face-like manner.
Yeah, you know, she had her reasons.
She was handled by the dark tactics of Run GFB.
And I feel like the crowd is pretty firmly.
The crowd is definitely behind her.
She is the Daniel Bryan of PAX Championship Wrestling.
It's Trin the Bo Dallas.
I think she's more like the Kane when Kane was tag teaming with Daniel Bryan.
Okay, all right. Anger management issues.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to be on Pat Bear's panel with the two of those ladies at PAX South.
Cool.
South.
Yes, PAX South. That's happening.
The weekend of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so I guess we're all just going to have to crowd into a hotel room and watch that.
We got talking about something.
Now Triumph.
Laying on the line is all. nothing wrong with the song.